إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the consequences of our actions. And we also seek the refuge of Allah from the evil which is within ourselves. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to misguide, then there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the worshipper and the final messenger of Allah. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech, it is the book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ شَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. Indeed, the most evil of affairs are those matters which have been newly innovated and introduced into this religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed, every newly introduced and innovated act in this religion, it is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah and say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدَ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. O people, fear your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And He created from this single being His partner. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them He produced many men and many women. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. So fear Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. The one from whom you demand your mutual rights. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Indeed, Allah is always watchful over you. عباد الله, O servants of Allah, these three ayat, these three sayings of Allah Azza wa Jal from the Quran, which I have recited upon you, they encourage every one of us and every Muslim to have taqwa of Allah, that every one of us should protect and safeguard his and her religion. Because in the taqwa of Allah is happiness and success in this life, and in the taqwa of Allah is safety and success in the hereafter. In the first ayah, Allah ordered the people, Allah ordered those who have iman to have taqwa and to say a word of truth. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, and say a word of truth. So therefore, these two great matters, having taqwa of Allah and speaking the truth and guarding what your tongue and your mouth says, these two matters are related to each other and linked to each other. It's not possible for a person whose tongue lies, does not speak the truth, deceives the people, cheats the people, and then this person, he's able to adorn himself with the beautification of at-taqwa. This isn't possible. And how many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam do we find in which he advises and orders the people to control their tongues? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he held his tongue and he said to the people, kuffa anka hadha, control this, control your tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will guarantee paradise for the person who controls and guards that which is between his lips, i.e. his tongue, and his private parts. And no doubt, the most truthful of statements, the truest word, is the word of at-tawheed. La ilaha illallah. The person who says La ilaha illallah, and he establishes at-tawheed, he believes it in his heart, he knows of its meaning, he implements it in his life, this person enters Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ, indeed Allah has forbidden from the fire, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, the one who says لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ, with sincerity from his heart. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, whoever said لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ, in sincerity from his heart, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, he enters into Jannah. And the most false of statements is anything which contains a shirk, is for a person to attribute the blessings of Allah to other than Allah, is for a person to say something is from Islam and it's not from Islam, for a person to say that something is from the Sunnah and it is not from the Sunnah. This is the worst of statements. And in the second ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he ordered those who believe to have taqwa of Allah as it ought to be maintained with the true form of at-taqwa. He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah haqqa tuqatih. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, fear Allah as he ought to be feared. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. When Allah Azza wa Jal said in this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah haqqa tuqatih. Worship Allah or fear Allah as he ought to be feared. I worship Allah as you ought to worship him. Don't worship Allah according to how you want and what you think to be good. Rather, worship Allah according to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you want to pray and establish a salah, then pray according to the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you want to remember Allah and make dhikr, then don't do it according to how you want or according to what the people are saying. Rather, do it according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even in your remembrance of Allah, even in your dhikr of Allah, then according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, حَقَّ تُقَاتِ, as he ought to be feared. The days that we celebrate, the Eids, the festivals that we set up, according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our marriages, it has to be according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our funerals also, and the various parts of the funerals, all of this according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this issue of congregating in the masajid in order to give ta'ziyah, or in order to give ta'ziyah to the people and console the people, then know that this action is against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and against the action of the sahaba, and neither did any of the salaf ever used to do this. That they used to congregate and sit in the masajid of Allah in order to give a ta'ziyah or afsos. This is not from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, the masajid have been built in order to raise the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to implement the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The meaning of Ahl al-Hadith, the people of Hadith, is that we give the Hadith precedence to everything else, over our culture, over what our family says and family want, over what even the scholars say, if what the scholars say go against the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this matter of congregating in the masajid, whether it's in the masjid, or hiring a hall, or specifying a certain place, this is against the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when it comes to giving a ta'ziyah. In the third ayah, Allah addresses mankind, the people, and He orders them with a taqwa. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. O mankind, have taqwa of Allah, the one who created you. So He orders people with His taqwa, that we have to believe and appreciate and know the blessings and the virtue of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us, that He has created us and He has sustained us, and He has created our wives and He has sustained them, and from us He creates our children and He sustains them. So fear Allah and have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibadallah, the difference between a person who believes in Allah, has iman in Allah, and a person who disbelieves in Allah is what? It is at-taqwa. The difference between a person who enters into Jannah and lives and sees the rewards of the hereafter, and between a person who enters into Jahannam and tastes the punishment of the fire is what? Is through at-taqwa. Is having taqwa of Allah. The difference between a person who pleases his Lord and his Lord loves him, and between a person who angers Allah, Allah is angry with him and displeased with him, is what? It's through the taqwa of Allah. The difference between a person who lives a life of tranquility, who lives a life of happiness in this life, and between a person who lives the life of wretchedness in this life and punishment in the hereafter, is what? Is taqwa of Allah. So what is the meaning of at-taqwa? What does at-taqwa necessitate? At-taqwa means that you are in constant remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. You want to say a word. Before you say this word, think. Does this word take me closer to Allah? Does this statement which I am about to make, does it take me closer to Allah, or will it take me further away from Allah Azza wa Jal? You're about to do an action, or you're about to make a decision. This action which you're about to do, and this decision which you're about to make, before you do the action, before you make the decision, is this action and this decision something which will enter you into the Jannah of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or is it an action or a decision that will remove you and keep you far away from the Jannah, from the paradise of Allah Azza wa Jal? This is at-taqwa, that in all of your states and situations, before every statement, before every word, before any action that you're going to do, whether it's in private or it's in public, think and be conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal and remember Allah Azza wa Jal. This word, this statement, this action, this decision which I am about to perform or say, will it take me closer to Allah? Will it please Allah? Will it enter into Jannah? Is it in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or is it the opposite? Does it take me away from Al-Islam? Is it in opposition to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does it anger my Lord? Does it make me closer into Jahannam? This is the meaning of at-taqwa. So having taqwa of Allah is for a person to place between himself and between the punishment of Allah a barrier or a shield. And this barrier and shield which you place between you and between the punishment of Allah, this protects you from the punishment of Allah. And this shield or this barrier is your constant remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Always being conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is by doing and performing the obligations which Allah has obligated upon you, and from staying far away from those matters which Allah has made haram upon you. Allah said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanuttaqullah. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. Wal tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighad. And let each soul and each person look into what it has prepared for tomorrow. Wattaqullah. So have taqwa of Allah. Inna Allaha khabirun bima ta'malun. Because Allah is all informed and all aware of everything which you do. So have taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah by looking into that which you are preparing for tomorrow, i.e. after death. The actions that you're doing in this life, what do they result in the hereafter? Do your statements and do your actions that you're doing today. Tomorrow, does it take you closer to Allah? Or does it take you and distance you from Allah Azza wa Jal? Wattaqullah. So fear Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Because Allah is all informed and aware of what you do. There is nothing which escapes the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything, صَغِيرَةً أَمْ كَبِيرًا, small or big, private or public, everything is recorded and written with Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah said in the Quran, هُوَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. That He, Allah, He is Ahlul Taqwa. He is the one who is deserving of At-Taqwa. Wa Ahlul Maghfirah. And He is the one of Maghfirah, forgiveness. He is the one deserving of At-Taqwa. I.e., He is the one who is deserving of being scared of and being frightened of. He is the one who is deserving of being exalted and being honored. He is the one who is of majesty and honor and exalt. Because the punishment of Allah, it is severe. And the grasp of Allah, it is mighty. Huwa ahlu taqwa. He is the one who is deserving of at-taqwa. However, at the same time, he is also ahlul maghfirah. He is also the one of forgiveness and repentance. So whoever comes to him, and he has sinned, even if there are many sins, then he is the one whose doors to repentance and forgiveness are always open. If you come to Allah Azza wa Jal and you have sinned, and you come with a sincere repentance, with a truthful repentance, and you are sorry and apologetic for the sin that you have done, then the mercy of Allah is great. The mercy of Allah is expansive. And he is the one, Ahlul Maghfirah, the one who forgives and accepts your repentance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advises us as Muslims, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. Fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, wherever you may be. In secret or in private, fear Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, أُوْسِيكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I advise and counsel you with the taqwa of Allah. Fi sirri amrika wa alaniyatihi. In your private secret affairs, when nobody sees you, and also in the affairs which are open and everybody sees you. So whoever reaches a level whereby he fears Allah Azza wa Jal in private, then this is a sign or an indicator of a person's strength in his iman. However, is it sought from us as people that we have to live a life of perfection? That nobody will ever sin or make a mistake? Or that you have to guarantee that you never make a mistake? You never fall short? You don't have any deficiencies? You don't make a sin? You never leave off an obligation? Is this something which is required and sought and expected from a person? This is not required. Nobody in this masjid here today, nobody here listening to the sermon, can guarantee that tomorrow he or she will not sin or fall short. And therefore, what is the way for our sins to be forgiven? The bad deeds that we are doing, even though we're trying to have taqwa of Allah, and we're always trying to remember Allah and be conscious of Allah, however, we're going to fall into sins. And therefore, what is the way in which our sins can be forgiven? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised some of his companions. He advised Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. And he advised Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari radiallahu anhu. He said to them, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Have taqwa of Allah wherever you may be. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمُحُهَا. And follow up a bad deed by doing a good deed, and this will wipe it away. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And interact with the people with good manners. So consider the beautiful teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Consider the great teachings of our religion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتِ. Fear Allah wherever you may be. Try your best to fear Allah wherever you may be. In all of your statements, in all of your actions, all of the scenarios that you find yourself in, fear Allah as much as you are able to do so. And if you fall into a sin, if you forget, you slip up, أَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Then follow up the bad deed which you have just done by performing a good deed, and this will wipe it away. So every time you sin, you make a mistake, you fall short, you commit an act in disobedience to Allah that every single one of us does, straight away follow it up by doing a good deed, tamhuha. It will wipe it away. It wipes this sin away. First, by seeking forgiveness, by repenting, and then by doing a good deed. You took some wealth which was haram. You earned some wealth which was haram. Repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, and then spend some wealth in the way of Allah, and this will wipe away the wealth which you earned which was haram. You spoke against somebody, oppressed somebody. You were backbiting another person. Repent to Allah and straight away make dua for that person. Speak good about that person. Mention something good about that person. Apologize to that person. And your evil, your bad sin, it is wiped away. You looked at something which was haram. You looked at something which was evil. Look into the Quran. Read the Quran. Do a good deed. Look into something which is good. It wipes the sin away. You listen to something which was evil. You listen to something which was in opposition to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make tawbah to Allah and listen to the Quran. Come to the masjid and listen to knowledge. And it wipes your bad deeds away. So when a person does something which is haram and then is sorry and apologetic and then he turns to Allah Azza wa Jal, then he does an act of goodness, this wipes away the bad deed. And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in the same hadith, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and interact with the people in a good way. And this is because when you committed this sin, you angered your Lord. Allah became angry with you. However, when you repented to Him and then you did a good deed, then Allah forgives you and He wipes away the effect of the evil deed. And His anger, it goes away. And then He is pleased with you. However, the evil deeds that you did, although Allah has forgiven you, the effect of the evil deed, it remains amongst the people. A person of at-taqwa, a young person who is obedient to Allah and has at-taqwa and is righteous, he is loved by the people. He is loved by Allah and he is loved by the people. And people always mention this person in goodness. But a person who does evil, a person who becomes known for not being Islamic and not being righteous and disobedience, then in the eyes of the people, he is worth nothing. In the eyes of the people, they speak against him. And therefore, even though Allah has forgiven your sin, but the effect of your evil sin might remain amongst the people. Your honor has been diminished. Your honor and your izzah in the eyes of people has gone down. So how therefore do you rectify this? وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Then interact with the people with good manners, in a good way. So if you fear Allah wherever you are, and if you make a mistake, then you follow up this mistake by doing a righteous deed, Allah forgives you. And then when you interact with the people in a good way, with good manners, then your honor in front of the people, it also increases. And therefore, Allah is pleased with you, and the people are pleased with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was questioned, that what thing is it which most enters a person into paradise? He said, Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. Having taqwa of Allah and husnul khuluq. And having good manners and morals and characteristics. Allah said in the Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen. Indeed, Allah loves the people of at taqwa. So these two matters which enter a person into paradise, Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. Having taqwa of Allah, fearing Allah, always remembering Allah, and then being good with the people, and treating the people and interacting with them in good manners. By both of these things, number one, you rectify your religion and you please Allah. And number two, you rectify your dunya and the people are pleased with you and you are beloved by Allah and you are beloved to the people. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد عباد الله. Indeed, our Lord Azza wa Jal, He has ordered us with His taqwa, that every single one of us here, we safeguard and we protect our religion. You, O Muslim brother, and you, O Muslim sister, you should know that Allah has honored you through His religion. There is no honor for you apart from al-Islam. Ayyuhal ikhwat wal akhawat, who are we without the religion of Allah? Who are we without al-Islam? Who are you if you are not a Muslim? Allah has honored you through being a Muslim. There is no honor for you, and there is no honor for me except through us being Muslims and us practicing the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. And for this reason, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he used to say his famous saying, Inna Allaha a'azzana bil Islam. Indeed, Allah has given us honor through al-Islam. فَمَهْمَ ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. So whenever we try to seek honor through other than Islam, then Allah will humiliate us. Some of the young Muslims, may Allah guide us and guide them, they seek honor through staying away from al-Islam. They seek honor and they seek status in society through selling drugs. And this is a problem in this country, that we have Muslim youth who are trying to seek a status and seek honor through the selling of drugs. Some of the youth, the Muslim youth, they seek honor and status in this world through driving big cars, or through criminal activities, or through fraud and cheating and deceiving the people. Some of the Muslim women, the young Muslim girls, may Allah guide us and guide them, they seek honor and status and acceptance amongst the people and society through dressing in a way which is un-Islamic, competing with the men in what they do and how they act, trying to imitate the disbelievers. And do they not know, and do you not know, that our izzah, our honor, our status in this life and in the hereafter is through holding firm to the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, through practicing the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your status, your rank, your elevation in this life and in the hereafter is according to your taqwa. The more you fear Allah, the more you practice the religion of Allah, the higher your honor is and the higher your status is. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah are those who have the most at-taqwa. I am honored through being a Muslim. You are honored through being a Muslim. It is Islam that honors you. It is Allah that honors you. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. Do they seek honor through them, through the disbelievers, فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Rather, honor, all of it is for Allah. مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever seeks honor, whoever seeks status, then the honor is with Allah, all of it. And Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allahumma a'izzana bil Islam. Allahumma a'izzana bil Islam. Allahumma a'izzana bil Islam. Allahumma ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Allahumma hina ala al-Islam. Allahumma amitna ala al-Islam. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-Iman. وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اهدي شبابنا إلى الإسلام. اللهم اهدي شبابنا إلى الإسلام. اللهم ردهم إليك ردا جميلا. أقم الصلاة.